All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You are listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, we are now in studio today with Fremont County Clerk Julie Freese. She's here to talk about tonight's visit from Secretary of State Ed Buchanan. He's going to be speaking in Lander. Before we get to that, how are we doing today, Julie?
Doing well, and you?
Not too bad, yeah.
Besides your back,
I know. I just keep everyone sees me grimacing, saying these. I'm fine. I'm swell through the gritted teeth, but yeah, not too bad. Hopefully, I'll be good enough to go to the event tonight. So, could you give us a little background information on why Secretary of State Ed Buchanan's here?
Sure.
And actually where and when,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, I'll tell that where and when, and we'll finish up with that as well. So tonight it's 6 p.m. The presentation begins at 6 p.m. The doors open, I believe, at 5:30, and that's at the Lander Valley High School Auditorium here on 350 Baldwin Creek Road, if you don't know the area very well. And we would love to pack the stands for him, and or the seats, I guess they are, and he will take questions at the end, but because of the 2020 election and a lot of the discussion even filtering into Wyoming, he did some research, and he's the first Secretary of State that's done something like this. I mean, himself. There may have been staffers that have done stuff like this before, but he has done an awesome job of, he wanted to know. And so he went out and he researched, and there's really good information. And so his whole thing tonight will be the common myths, and discuss how there's misinformation and disinformation, and there is a difference in those, and what kind of machines we really have. There's a lot of stuff going on about Diebold machines and another machine, it escapes me right this second. I had not heard of them before. We have the ES&S voting machines, which is not the machines that a lot of people are talking about right now, so that'll be really good for you to come. We are actually going to have a machine there and an express vote with all of our seals that we're going to be using on that, our chain of custody document
that's
with us.
So this will really be assuaging a lot of the concerns that people have.
Yeah, you could get a lot of information. I'll have some handout information that people can have and take home from my side of things, talking about the myths also about our voting machines and voting in Wyoming. And we want people to feel good about their elections for 2022 and what we're doing here in Fremont County and Wyoming. So I really hope people come ask your questions to Secretary Buchanan, and I usually hang around for questions. A lot of the things they ask specifically about us, he turns over to me, and so I'd be happy to try to answer questions as well tonight. So, you know, again, at the Lander Valley High School Auditorium, 350 Baldwin Creek Road, turn here at Palace Pharmacy and go out, and it's the high school area on the right-hand side, and that starts at 6 p.m. He will start promptly at 6 p.m., and again, he stays until pretty much the questions are done, so
Bring your questions.
Yeah, bring your questions. Come see what we have also. And again, if you have questions for us, then he usually passes those off to us as well. So,
on that note, do people need to pre-register of any kind?
No.
Or
it's a free event.
Free event.
Yeah.
And do they need to submit their questions beforehand when they get there? Or is it just kind of an open?
We'll make sure we have a mic for people to maybe come up to the mic so that everybody could hear the question. And he has a big screen where he can show it. It is not live streamed. That is one question I was asked. I'm doing it at a location that's not mine. If we had done it maybe the commissioner's room, I could have done something like
right.
that. I didn't think about that necessarily, and Mr. Buchanan didn't ask me to make sure that it could be live streamed. It's great to have you in person. I have found in a lot of Zoom things about elections, it's better to be there in person.
Yeah.
If you possibly can. Again, it's some really good information. I was going to try to pick out some. I did do some news media stuff a week or so ago, and you all have it, I think, on your website. So that's another place you can look at these same things.
Yeah, but go to county10.com. We do have that post out on his visit tonight.
So one of the things he puts in his press release is election integrity is essential to our republic and to the strength of and trust in our democracy. The Wyoming Secretary of State and all 23 Wyoming County clerks are your first points of contact for true and accurate election information. It is our goal to partner with you to continue to keep Wyoming's elections safe and secure. And, you know, something that I really feel strongly about what he said there is so true. is that I find that legislators will call me and say, so I had these questions about this and this and this election, and I told them this, which is great that they are able to talk to their constituents. But, you know, why don't they call us? Because we certainly are the ones in the trenches doing that. So please call us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to say, thank you for that information. Let me see what I can find out. I don't know it all. I mean, there are things from the outside that I have to learn from other people, but I certainly do take everything into consideration that is brought to my attention. So,
well, and it's appreciated, and it's appreciated that Secretary of State is having this type of meeting to get that information out there, so that way people can kind of calm down, because you read an article about what they're doing in another state and their election process, and like you just mentioned, it's not the same in Wyoming or Fremont County.
Right.
So here's what we're doing to address those concerns.
And I say that a lot to people when they're bringing me something that happened in Arizona, for example, and I don't know what the laws are in Arizona. That's not something I need to know necessarily. I know what the laws and the Constitution says in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're going to do what we do in Wyoming. And I think we've got a good system here. I don't think it is broken. Can it be improved? I'm always one of those people, you can always improve stuff. So we are improving a lot this year as county clerks across the state. We've always had the chain of custody right here of where our stuff is, and that we have cameras on them and we have securities to that. But now it's on paper. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to do very similar templates so that we can have a little bit of wiggle room for our own different counties. But it is very similar. This is the template you need to follow. And the same thing with some uniformity stuff across the state. What I hoped to have was about 4 things that were uniform for us across the state, and I think we ended up with like 8. And
wow.
So I was very impressed with, and that was a meeting here in Lander that we had several weeks ago to work really hard on those issues. So we are improving and we are doing better, I think. I think Wyoming has always done really good elections. And here's one thing that I keep forgetting to remind people too, is as election officials, there's a lot put on our back because, you know what, we got one shot at this.
Right.
Really, literally, I mean, we are human and things happen.
Right.
And we always are supposed to have a backup plan and we do the best that we can. We have one shot at this. It's not like we can tape it and go, whoop, that didn't work out. Let's do this.
And it only happens every so often.
And
so
it's not every week
that you get practice at doing these things where you can kind of learn any mistakes that are made. You've got to file away and apply it to the next year.
And that's the same with all of our election judges. You know, mm-hmm. here in Fremont County, we train 200 to 300 election judges. That's a lot of people that you hope stay in the same lane as you have trained them. You know, and so be kind. I'm going to start already with be kind to your election officials, be kind to your workers that are working in the election office, be kind to the election judges, because they want to do this job, and it's a one shot. It's a one shot.
Right.
And we put a lot of pressure on everybody.
A lot of pressure, and then if people do have any questions about it, bring them tonight.
Yeah, and bring them tonight.
Bring them tonight, and you will get answers.
Absolutely. So just a reminder to get people out there and...
And one last time, what was that time and location for that
tonight?
So
the Lander Valley High School Auditorium on 350 Baldwin Creek Road starts promptly at 6 p.m. I believe the doors are open at 5 or 5:30. It doesn't say on here, but I think they're open at 5:30.
Okay, perfect.
And like I said, we'll have some handouts for people if they would like to pick up some handouts too. So,
well, great. Thank you for stopping by today and filling us in on all of that. Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the listeners or the community before you get out of here?
We're in election season, mm-hmm. obviously. So Vince and I had talked about this a while ago, is I'll try to be out here a little more often just to kind of tell you what's going on. We do have a Facebook page and we're going to also post things on that on a more frequent basis. So
awesome.
If you're not a Facebooker, you might go check us out. Fremont County Elections, I believe, is it. But if you look at for Fremont County Wyoming Elections, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Go out there and check. We're going to try to get information out. I do try to get things out to our news media as well of topics that are of discussion. I know we were also going to do in our office some kind of an educational piece, and we got super busy, but I am still going to try to do like one night where I throw some stuff together, and it will be by Zoom as well if people would like to do it. It'll be in person.
Awesome.
But also by Zoom, and I'm hoping to get that done fairly soon.
And that was in the coming months as we get closer to election season.
Just so that we can talk about like the testing and sealing and how the absentee ballot process works and those things. And so
once again, it's kind of calming the nerves of the people with all the questions.
Yeah, hope so.
Well, great. Well, thank you for stopping by today, Julie. We
thank
do appreciate it. And go to that tonight. That'll be happening tonight at the LVHS Auditorium. Doors open at 5:30.